This is the last. It's a postscript called Cafe Okidoki. And there's an epigraph from an essay by a curator called Adam Budnick. And it reads, "Manipulation in particular seems to play a significant role as a strategy of dealing with the world and assumed reality. Manipulations and deceptions become guidelines in a pursuit of communication and a proper place. But first of all, they are instruments to investigate never too near approached phenomenon of truth." The contemporary interior here short-circuits alienation. Sums Prague as this woman or that woman browsing packaged hours, i.e. tram times, to plot arrivals. How this man quotes tourism as asymmetric opportunity, their lives in ochre, trapped by the same pale city, or costume change. A time of day, say 6 p.m., undressing at turnover with the command to ponder regularity, substance some moving thing or metronome. Their conversation, rhythm poaching the page, like other countries, interrupting a spectacle made norm by the universal of cafe culture. Junctured, caffeinated, common grounds, the rhythm of human digits drilling and dwelling, swigging, twiddling their high-strung ways as a taut boredom. The preferred mantra, an elastic gainsaying, i.e. how she overhears, "I was just traipsing streets when," and waxes meaningful. Falls prey to another sham mayhem, as stained glass lamps bearing fruit indeed might break. Her foreign prerogative to evade even cross-cultural ruts by any means, the vital act to fictionalize the local as events. Let loose the abstract, fatten narrative, exaggerate, befuddle, fuck up the line. We love this, she and I, for its schizophrenic stealth. We, double time, risk ethics through meddling, spurn talk as ornament, and aim for the blunt and dusted buildings, their striations and backlighting. By proxy, mark observation as a misfit stalker, interlopers as postcards by Durex quoting condoms as flying saucers, the clatter of wind chimes, of panes of glass, reflective, proving our patronage, or my tiger of a t-shirt and foreign cheekbones, bunk presence as witness, a sigh of bloody eureka and scribbling nicks the place.